At a press conference in First Niagara Center downtown, NHL Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell said the combine is the pinnacle of an amateur hockey player's career.
This will certainly be a place of memory for stars of the future who are hoping to launch an NHL career.
Campbell says when plans for Harbor Center were announced in 2012, he talked to Sabres President Ted Black about hosting the combine.
It just seemed like a natural fit with what Terry and Kim Pegula are doing now with this location.
When Harbor Center opens in October, it will be connected to First Niagara Center, making it the only three-rink complex among NHL teams. The $172 million facility is billed as all-in-one, with training space, a restaurant, and a hotel. Black says 2 years ago, the site was a parking lot.
Before our eyes, Buffalo is writing a great American comeback story. All over Buffalo, what was once thought to be impossible is now happening. And so we sit here today knowing that this is the place where events like the NHL Combine should be. It's a no-brainer.
And Black says it's coming at a unique time in Sabres history.
The Sabres have three first-round picks and two second-round picks in the 2015 draft.
As for hosting the 2016 draft, Black says the Sabres are interested and have already submitted a bid. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.